VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Hundreds of thousands of Israelis have poured into the streets this week demanding a ceasefire deal. But Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has dug in on his stance that Israel must keep control of Gaza's border with Egypt. VOA's Lori London spoke with Shira Efron, policy advisor at the Israel Policy Forum.
Israel does, in the closed rooms, Israel does accept the proposals. But then outside in the media, you have primarily the prime minister goes out and say, well, yes, but.
The United States is developing a new proposal in hopes of bringing an end to the nearly 11-month-old war.
Are we doing everything that we can as Israelis? Hamas may say no, but are we doing everything that we can as Israelis to bring them home? And according to also reports in the New York Times, but it's also very much the sentiment here in Israel that the current government of Israel is not negotiating in good faith with this big idea in mind.
The prime minister has faced heavy criticism from many in Israel for holding out on the issue, including from many of his own security establishment. Ugandan Olympic marathon runner Rebecca Cheptegei died Thursday from burns suffered after being set on fire by her boyfriend. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Speaking to reporters Thursday, Moi Teaching Hospital Intensive Care Chief Kimani Mbugwa said the 33-year-old Olympian had burns over 80% of her body.
We've done all that we could for her. She had a severe percentage of burns, which unfortunately led to multi-organ failure, which ultimately led to her passing this morning at 5:30 a.m.
Police say Cheptegei's partner, Dixon Marengesh, doused her with gasoline and set her on fire during a dispute at her Western Kenya home Sunday. Police say Marengesh was also burned in the resulting fire and remains hospitalized. Cheptegei represented Uganda in the Paris Olympics in July. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Discord users tipped off the FBI last year about the suspect in Wednesday's school shooting in Georgia. AP correspondent Haya Penjwani has more.
The teen charged with opening fire at a Georgia high school denied making prior threats when police interviewed him last year as they looked into online posts threatening a school shooting. The 14-year-old suspect has been charged as an adult in the shooting outside Atlanta that killed 4 people and wounded 9. A tip came to the FBI from people in Australia and California who were concerned about comments made by a chat group user on the social media platform Discord last year. A report said that investigators ultimately did not have enough evidence for an arrest. The teen is expected to be taken to a youth detention facility. I'm Haya Penjwani.
A French woman whose husband is accused of inviting men to rape her testifies in court. AP correspondent Karen Chemes reports.
Gisèle Pelicot told the court that her world collapsed when police uncovered the years of alleged abuse. Her husband, Dominique Pelicot, now 71, and 50 other men are standing trial on charges of aggravated rape and face up to 20 years in prison. Whilst the Associated Press does not usually identify the names of sexual assault victims, Gisèle Pelicot's lawyer said she accepted that her name be published. She told the court that she pushed for the trial to be public in solidarity with other women who go unrecognized as victims of sexual crimes. The trial is expected to run until December. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United States government has charged a Russian-born U.S. citizen and former advisor to Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign with working for a sanctioned Russian state television network and laundering the proceeds. Indictments announced Thursday by the Department of Justice allege that Dmitry Simas and his wife received over $1 million and a personal car and driver in exchange for work they did for Russia's Channel One since June 2022. The state television network was sanctioned by the U.S. over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Authorities say they believe the couple is in Russia. If convicted, they could face up to 20 years in prison. Christina Menenti, VOA News. Hunter Biden's lawyer says his client plans to change his not guilty plea in his federal tax case just as jury selection was set to begin. Defense attorney Abby Laurel told the judge about Hunter Biden's plans to change his plea, but did not provide further details Thursday. President Joe Biden's son is facing misdemeanor and felony charges in the case, alleging he failed to pay at least $1.4 million in taxes over 4 years during a period in which he has acknowledged struggling with a drug addiction. For more news, go to voanews.com 24 hours a day and follow Voice of America on Facebook, X, Instagram, and YouTube. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.
Best music now.